Welcome to Laugh and Learn Pathology Edition. I'm Dr. Isabella Morgan, and today we're tackling a topic that's as common as it is misunderstood, edema. You know, that pesky swelling that can make you feel like a balloon animal.
Right on. I mean, who doesn't love a good balloon animal? But seriously, edema can be a real pain in the, well, anywhere it shows up. It's like your body's way of saying, hey, I've got some extra fluid here, and I don't know what to do with it.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. It's like your tissues are throwing a party and they forgot to send out the RSVP. Speaking of parties, did you know the average adult body can hold about 40 liters of fluid? That's like a small kiddie pool.
Exactly. And just like a kiddie pool, if it overflows, things can get messy. So let's dive into the world of edema and find out what's really going on when our bodies decide to retain a little too much water.
And I promise no one's getting splashed today. So grab your floaties, folks, because we're about to make a splash in the science of swelling.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of what's going wrong when we talk about edema. So picture this, your blood vessels are like a busy highway, right? Now imagine if there's a traffic jam. That's pretty much what happens when fluid starts to build up in your tissues. It's all about pressure, hydrostatic pressure to be precise.
Spot on. Think of hydrostatic pressure as the force pushing fluid out of the blood vessels. If there's too much pressure, like a car trying to squeeze through a crowded toll booth, fluid spills over into the surrounding tissues. It's a bit like when your favorite soda can explodes after being shaken.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And let's throw osmotic pressure into the mix. That's the pull that keeps fluid in the blood vessels. If the balance between these two pressures gets thrown off, you've got a recipe for swelling. It's like a tug of war between the two forces. One side's pulling and the other's pushing.
Exactly. And this tug of war can be influenced by a variety of factors. For example, if your blood vessels become more permeable due to inflammation, they allow more fluid to escape. It's like opening the floodgates.
And don't forget about the lymphatic system. It's our body's drainage system helping to clear out excess fluid. If it's not working properly, like a clogged drain, you're going to see some swelling. It's all interconnected, folks.
So, to sum it up, edema is basically your body's way of saying, hey, I need to fix this fluid imbalance. It's a complex dance of pressures and systems, and when one part goes out of sync, the whole routine gets messy.
Right on. And that's why understanding these mechanisms is crucial for addressing edema effectively. It's not just about the swelling. It's about what's happening beneath the surface. So let's explore the different types of edema. It's not just one size fits all. First up, we have peripheral edema. This is the kind that usually shows up in your legs and feet, like when you've been standing all day or after a long flight. It's your body's way of saying, hey, I need a break.
Right on. It's like when you've been watching a game for too long and your feet start to feel like they're in a vice, but then there's pulmonary edema, which is a whole different ballgame. This one happens in the lungs and can make it hard to breathe. It's like trying to run a marathon while someone's sitting on your chest.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And don't forget cerebral edema. That's when your brain swells up. Imagine your brain trying to fit into a hat that's two sizes too small. It's not a pretty picture.
Exactly. Each type of edema has its own causes. Peripheral edema can be due to things like heart failure or venous insufficiency. Meanwhile, pulmonary edema often results from heart problems or high altitude. It's all connected.
And cerebral edema can be caused by, you know, head injuries or infections. And it's like a game where every player has a different role, but they all contribute to the overall outcome.
So to keep it simple, peripheral is your legs, pulmonary is your lungs, and cerebral is your brain. Just remember, if your body's swelling up like a balloon, it's trying to tell you something important.
So how does the body react to edema? It's quite fascinating, really. When swelling occurs, your body kicks into gear with a series of compensatory mechanisms. Think of it as your body's emergency response team trying to restore balance. For instance, when fluid builds up, the lymphatic system steps in to help drain that excess fluid. It's like calling in the cleanup crew after a party.
Right on. And just like any good team, the lymphatic system has its challenges. If it's overwhelmed or damaged, it can't keep up with the fluid buildup. Imagine a fire truck trying to put out a blaze with a garden hose. It's not gonna cut it.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And let's not forget about the role of the kidneys. They're like the body's filtration system, adjusting fluid levels based on what's going on. If they sense too much fluid, they'll ramp up urine production. It's like when you've had too much soda and your body says, time to let some of this go.
Exactly. But if edema persists, it can lead to more serious complications. For example, prolonged swelling can cause tissue damage or even affect organ function. It's like leaving a sponge in water for too long. It starts to break down.
And that's why it's crucial to address the underlying causes of edema. Whether it's heart failure, kidney issues, or something else, getting to the root of the problem is key. It's like fixing the leak instead of just mopping up the water.
So, the body's got some impressive tricks up its sleeve, but it can only do so much. If you're feeling like a water balloon, it's time to pay attention.
All right, let's dive into the clinical clues and confusion surrounding edema. It's fascinating how something as simple as swelling can lead to a whole host of misunderstandings. For instance, many people think that all swelling is due to injury, but that's not always the case. Sometimes it's a sign of something much more serious, like heart or kidney issues.
Fair point. It's like when you see a player limping on the field, you assume they've twisted an ankle. But what if it's a sign of a bigger problem? Edema can be sneaky, masking itself behind other symptoms.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. I mean, I once had a patient who thought their swollen legs were just from standing too long. Turns out they had heart failure. It's like thinking your car's just out of gas when it's really a blown engine.
Exactly. And then there's the confusion with other conditions. For example, some people might think they have a sprain when it's actually edema from an infection. It's crucial to look for other signs like redness or warmth in the area.
And don't forget about the importance of taking a good history. Asking the right questions can help differentiate between types of edema. It's like a detective work, piecing together clues to solve the mystery of what's going on.
So, if you're feeling swollen and unsure, don't just shrug it off. It's worth getting checked out. After all, your body might be trying to tell you something important, like, hey, I'm not just a balloon here.
So, how do we actually find out what's causing edema? It all starts with a thorough physical exam. A healthcare provider will look for swelling, of course, but they'll also check for other signs like skin changes or tenderness. It's a bit like a detective gathering clues to solve a mystery.
Spot on. And then there's the patient history. Asking questions about lifestyle, medications, and any recent changes can really help narrow things down. It's like piecing together a game plan for a winning strategy.
Not textbook, not best, but technically not wrong. And once the basics are covered, we often turn to imaging tests. Ultrasounds can help visualize fluid accumulation, while x-rays can check for pulmonary edema. It's like using a camera to find hidden treasures.
Exactly. Blood tests are also crucial. They can reveal issues like kidney function or electrolyte imbalances. Think of it as checking the scoreboard to see how your body's playing the game.
And don't forget about the importance of ruling out other conditions. Sometimes what looks like edema could be something else entirely, like an infection or even a blood clot. It's like a referee making sure the right calls are being made.
So if you're feeling puffy, don't just shrug it off. Get checked out. It's better to know what's really going on than to guess and end up in the penalty box.
So let's get weird. There are some truly bizarre cases of edema out there that'll make you raise an eyebrow. For instance, have you heard of elephantiasis? It's a condition where the limbs or other body parts swell to enormous sizes, often due to a parasitic infection. It's like your body decided to take going big to a whole new level.
No kidding. It's like your leg is trying to win a weightlifting competition all on its own. But here's the kicker. This isn't just about size. It can lead to serious complications if not treated. It's a reminder that sometimes bigger isn't better.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And then there's the rare condition known as generalized edema, which can happen in response to certain medications or even after a major surgery. Imagine waking up from surgery and your whole body feels like a marshmallow.
Right? It's a bit like being wrapped in a fluffy cloud, but not in a fun way. And speaking of clouds, did you know that in some cases, the body can retain fluid due to extreme heat? It's like your body's way of saying, I can't handle this heat, so let's just puff up a bit.
That's wild. It's like your body's version of a summer vacation gone wrong. So if you're ever feeling unusually puffy, remember, it could be anything from the heat to a rare condition. Always best to check in with a healthcare provider.
So, whether it's elephant legs or marshmallow bodies, edema can take on some strange forms. Just goes to show, our bodies are full of surprises.
All right, let's wrap up with our favorite takeaways from today's episode on edema. I think my biggest takeaway is just how complex this condition really is. It's not just about swelling, it's a window into what's happening inside our bodies. It's like reading a mystery novel where every character plays a crucial role.
Spot on. For me, it's all about the importance of recognizing the signs, whether it's peripheral, pulmonary, or cerebral edema. Knowing what to look for can make a huge difference. It's like being a coach who can spot when a player is off their game.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. I loved learning about the weird and rare cases of edema. Who knew our bodies could throw such curveballs? It's a reminder that medicine is full of surprises, like finding a hidden talent in a player you thought you knew.
Exactly. And let's not forget the diagnostic process. It's crucial to get to the root of the problem, whether it's through physical exams or imaging. It's like piecing together a puzzle. Every piece matters.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. So as we wrap this up, remember to pay attention to your body's signals. If something feels off, don't hesitate to reach out for help. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
So, as we wrap up today's episode on edema, let's reflect on what we've learned. We've covered everything from the physiological mechanisms behind swelling to the different types of edema and even some weird cases. It's amazing how much our bodies can tell us through something as simple as fluid retention.
Right on. And don't forget the importance of recognizing those signs and symptoms. Whether it's a swollen ankle or a puffy face, being aware can really make a difference. It's like having a playbook for your body.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. I mean, who knew edema could be so fascinating? It's a reminder that our bodies are complex systems, and every little change can be a clue to something bigger.
Exactly. So if you ever feel like a water balloon, don't just ignore it. It's worth getting checked out. Your health is the most important game in town.
And speaking of health, remember to stay hydrated, but not overdo it. Balance is key, folks. So until next time, keep those bodies moving and those minds curious.
And don't forget to laugh along the way. After all, laughter is the best medicine.